Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Have we all seen by now the horrific Indian plane crash?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about it on my way in.
Kevin, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday,
horrible.
A plane went down. It was a passenger flight, had 234 passengers, and the headline yesterday was plane crash, 234 dead, which is everybody. It's awful. And then throughout the day, that headline changed. Did you see the updated headline, Kevin?
No.
It went from 234 to 233. And there was one guy.
One survivor?
Who didn't just survive. He walked away from the crash.
Yeah.
Relatively unscathed.
I think he had injuries to his he had broken ribs. I think I have this right. Broken ribs, injuries to his eyes and his feet.
His name was Vishwash Kumar Ramesh. And he's 38 years old. He sat in seat 11A on Air India Flight 171. And I don't know, but he might be God.
It does seem like if somebody was just like, and he's the Messiah, it's like, well, all right.
There's video footage of him walking away from the wreckage. Walking.
Yeah.
They didn't even have to find him. It's like he just removed wreckage and gave a good yawn and then walked away. He was sitting right next to his brother. His brother tragically died.
Yeah.
And he he's not even limping. I mean, he's like barely limping.
He's
kinda
barely
limping.
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
He looks more confused than anything. Did you see the crash? There's footage. It was a fireball.
See, that's how I don't understand.
He didn't even get burned. So this news comes out yesterday. And I'm having this discussion with my wife in front of our 13-year-old son, Connor. And I start talking about the movie Unbreakable.
Naturally.
M. Night Shyamalan. I believe it was like 2002.
Yeah.
And my son,
Mr. Glass.
My son had no idea what I was talking about. So that's what we're doing today. I immediately purchased the movie Unbreakable starring Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson because M. Night Shyamalan predicted this.
Okay. Can you remind me now? I saw Unbreakable and I liked it. But I can't fully remember. Samuel L. Jackson is breakable, right?
He's super breakable.
He's Glass. Mr. Glass.
He's calling me, yeah, Mr. Glass.
Okay. And
Bruce Willis is unbreakable.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we know that because
so he was in not a plane crash, but a train crash.
That's right.
At the beginning of the movie.
That's right.
Everybody dies,
and then he's
except
just
for him.
That's right.
And then he's like, so I tell my son the premise. I go, it's the same thing. It's the same thing that happened to Vishwa.
Yeah.
Vishwash.
I don't know. We should stop saying
Mr. Ramesh.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, it's the same thing that happened to him. And then my son goes, oh, yeah. How do they make that a movie? And I go, how do they make that a movie? It's amazing. He goes, but what's the story? I go, he's unbreakable.
He can't be broken.
And he goes, no, I know that part, but what's the rest of the story?
Yeah, I mean, I am struggling to remember the rest of the story, too. Is because he's the antithesis to Mr. Glass?
No.
And so Mr. Glass wants his powers or something?
Mr. Glass is something like that. Okay. Spoiler alert. But I think, I was like, well, what is that? It's all this stuff that this guy's probably going through right now. Survivor's guilt.
Oh, right.
What does it mean? Why am I unbreakable?
Yeah.
Was
I always?
Am I God?
Yeah.
Am I a God? What do I do with this power? Do I have power? Is it even real?
I think.
Should I hurt myself again to find out?
I think in Vishwa's case, I think
Mr. Ramesh.
Mr. Ramesh, what he does now is suffer from PTSD for the rest of his life.
That's not funny.
It's not a good movie. Kevin, don't laugh at that.
I'm not laughing.
It's not as good of a movie.
Not as good.
No.
Yeah. But
crazy.
Is that not the craziest story?
2025 has been...
What a whirlwind.
Very odd.
And we're only halfway done.
Oh, God.
But the good news is Mr. Ramesh is here to save us all.
He might be. He does look irritated in the video. And at one point, somebody's like trying to help him and he pushes the guy away.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be irritated if a minor inconvenience of a plane crash happened around you and now your clothes are dirty?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.